In South Africa, environmental activists face deadly risks opposing destructive mining projects. These brave individuals, often from marginalized black communities, stand against powerful corporations and corrupt officials. The article Blood and Coal exposes the systemic violence they endure, from intimidation to murder. You can read the full article at africanelements.org. Their fight is for life itself, as mining devastates ecosystems and pollutes vital water sources. Health costs are staggering, with respiratory illnesses rampant in communities near these mines. This struggle is rooted in South Africa's apartheid history, where black communities were exploited for land and labor. Today, apartheid's legacy persists, as these communities bear the brunt of environmental injustice. Activists like Fikile Ntshangase, murdered in 2020, exemplify the ultimate sacrifice in this battle. Her death highlights the urgent need for greater protection and accountability for those defending our planet. The fight against mining expansion is a fight for human rights, for clean air, clean water, and a sustainable future. It's a global issue, but in South Africa, it's a daily struggle for survival against powerful economic interests. The international community must condemn these atrocities, supporting those who risk everything for environmental justice. The stories from Blood and Coal serve as a stark reminder of the true cost of our reliance on fossil fuels and minerals. We must amplify the voices of these activists and demand justice for their sacrifices. Their courage is a testament to the enduring human spirit and the universal right to a healthy environment.